What is up, everybody?
Hi, everybody.
You are listening to the show for the women's region of March Mayhem of Music.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a lot of really awesome artists for today.
But first, I'm Gabby Lutz.
I'm Erin Kelly, and you're listening to Sterling High School Radio's March Mayhem of Music.
With the EG show.
Always have to add that in there from first semester.
Always. So today we are starting off with the women's region, as we said. And we are talking about Ariana Grande versus Carrie Underwood.
Yes, Carrie Underwood. So the number one seed versus the number eight seed.
Yep. And then Halsey and Billie Eilish.
Ooh, that's a matchup.
That's our, yeah, that's our queen toss, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's our queen toss.
Heck matchup. Yeah, man.
All right. So,
are you ready?
Yep.
Are you all ready? Okay. Because Ariana is our top seed right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's like banging out albums. Like, I don't know.
Two albums in 6 months.
Exactly. She's crazy. She's topping charts. She's doing big things. So, basically, then we have her against Carrie Underwood, who's doing good, but, you know, she's not as fantastic as Ariana these days, I'd say, right? Yeah.
I would say so.
Yeah, because she's, like, she's still good, but, like, Ariana? Let's talk about that.
Speaking of Ariana, since we are talking about her, so, as you all know, she just dropped an album just kind of out of nowhere.
She did. It was after her breakup with Pete Davidson, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was exactly after that.
Tea.
That is tea. No tea, no shade. But
for right now, we have a special song off that album, which seems to be a popular. It's called
Heck Yeah.
Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored.
It's one of the most popular songs on the track, on the album. People were very excited for it. So here it is. You got me some type of way. Ain't just the feeling this way. I do not know what to say. Yeah, yeah. But I don't know what you think about it. So I'm look at your face. Now I wanna know how you taste. Usually don't give it away. Yeah, yeah. But you know how you think about it.
Yeah. Do she love me? Do she love me not? Love me not. I ain't a player.
You gave me that kind of something. Wanted all the time, needed every day. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm at 100. Never getting off, I can't stay away. If you want what I got it every day. You can get whatever you need from me. Stay by your side, I'll never leave you. And I ain't going nowhere, cause you're the keeper.
So don't you worry, baby, you love me.
I got a bad boy, I must admit it. You got my heart, don't know how you did it. And I don't care the taste of pain, but I wanna know the way I feel when you're next to me. I love the way, ooh, I love the way, the way you love. Ooh, so crazy, you get my heart jumping when you put your lips on mine.
So fine, make you feel so fine. I hope you hit me on my celly when I sneak in your mind. You a princess to the public, but a freak when it's time. Said your baby feeling lonely, so you sleeping in mine. Come and watch a movie with me. American Beauty or Bruce Almighty, that's groovy. Just come and move closer to me. I got some feelings for you. I'm not gonna get bored of, but baby, you an adventure, so let me come and explore ya.
Sorry. Really great like song. Always a bop.
Always. R.I.P. Mac, by the way.
Okay. Anyway, we're on Twitter right now, and we're looking at the results from the hip-hop region yesterday.
Yes, guys. Big things are happening. Sadly, not Biggie.
All right. So with 80 votes, 85% of the audience, or you lovely people, voted for Drake, and 15% of you voted for Nas. So
which means Drake moves on to the next round.
And then, poor Biggie.
I know, poor Biggie.
79 of you voted. J. Cole won by 71%. And Biggie won by 29%.
Lost by 29%.
Shout out to Miss Johnson. I hope you're doing okay.
I know. She really wanted Biggie to win. I feel really bad. I mean, I did too. Now my bracket is no longer in the running. But it's fine. It's fine. You guys voted, and that's okay. And that's
exactly.
All fine. It's okay. We're thriving.
We're doing great things here. Doing great things here on Sterling okay. Radio.
Yes, we are. So, basically, you were just listening to some Ariana Grande. We'll probably play, like, one more song just because, you know, Ariana.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get to some Carrie Underwood.
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah. Because, you know, it's just that. Okay, thank you. Next.
Thought I'd end up with Sean, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about it.
Only wanna do it once real bad. Call me the last. God forbid something happens. At least this song is a smash.
She's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo.
Everybody,
we are back.
Yes, we are. That was Carrie Underwood, the number 8 seed on our March Mayhem of Music.
Before he cheats, she's always putting out good bops. Too bad she has not put out any recently. Has she? Or did I miss that?
I think she just came out with an album not too long ago. She's going on tour next year. She's coming to Philly.
Well, she used to put out a lot of good bops. I don't know if she still does. I could look. But she, what, won American Idol in 2005?
2005 she did, yeah.
That's crazy, man. It feels like she, honestly, it feels like she's been around longer than that.
Yeah, she's just always, you always hear her name.
Yeah, that's fact. Exactly. You really do. Especially in, like, the country world.
Oh, yeah, like, definitely. Everywhere.
And then she just had a kid, too,
Yeah, she just had a baby. His name is Jacob Brian Fisher.
With her husband, Mike Fisher. That's so cool. Wait, that's not even her first son, right?
No, she has another son.
That's crazy. Wow.
I think he's a few years older. But yeah.
All since 2005. That's crazy. Wow. Yeah. I'm sure.
So instead of putting out more bops like Before He Cheats, she's being a mom.
Yeah, good for her.
Exactly.
She's living her best life. But she's still going on tour, so good for her. She's in our bracket, so I mean, she's really winning, honestly. What song is up next, Erin?
We're going to be playing her, one of, not like newer bop, I guess. It's newer than
Before He Cheats.
It's older. It's called Blown Away.
Oh, such a good song. Honestly, I like it a lot. You know, it's really good. Like, it's like kind of sad though. I realize a lot of her songs kind of have like oof meanings to them, you know? They're like good though. I don't know. I dig it.
Here's Blown Away on Sterling High School Radio.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Hi,
we are back.
Heck yeah. Turn me up. Yeah, I'm gonna turn us up and then turn the music down just a smidge. There you go. Now we're cooking with gas. Hey, we got a tournament update for y'all. Just added up all the brackets, tabulated last show's results, which had Drake beating Nas convincingly and J. Cole beating Biggie, which is a violation, by the way.
I'm very upset about it. So is Miss Johnson.
Yeah, she was not happy.
She wants to have a protest.
I would say. So, Drake and J. Cole move on. They will face each other in the next round. That should be an interesting little matchup. And we have 31% of the brackets still remain perfect. 31%. So, of those 31%, 47% of the remaining brackets have Ariana Grande winning this whole thing.
You want to know why?
Because they're smart.
Exactly. She's a queen. They want her to win, and they know she's going to. So they're like, yeah, let's do this.
Because they're smart.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
There's That's that.
Intelligent human beings.
So the other percentage is Drake, 16%, Queen, 21%, and then cross between Shawn Mendes, Post Malone and J. Cole are your other percentage.
Wow. Also, wow.
So if here's the deal. If J. Cole wins, somebody wins the whole thing.
Okay. Well, I don't want to say he's not going to win because I didn't think he was going to be Biggie, but here we are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he could make it to the finals, but I really just, I have a lot of faith in like Post because, you know, he's really thriving too.
True.
And Everybody Ariana. So first. I have a lot of hope in those two to make it to the finals. And then I think Ariana's going to win. But that's just my opinion.
I like your opinion, though.
Yeah, I feel like Ariana has a shot just because of both albums she released this year. And Thank You Next got a lot of like support.
It's getting a lot
everybody.
Of buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of buzz
just
right
from
now.
Everybody. Anybody.
Reminder, tomorrow's show, we go to the U.S. versus the world region. And it's Queen against Green Day. Queen, the number one seed overall, taking on the 8 seed Green Day. And the marquee matchup is the coin flip matchup between Big Time Rush and One Direction.
Oh, I'm so excited. Come on, everybody, vote for Big Time Rush.
I think in speaking with a lot of the student body, I think a lot of people are voting for Big Time Rush.
Good.
That's
good.
Our childhood. I'm glad. They need to come back.
Because honestly, they're so good and they're just so underrated. They're pretty rated well. I lied.
Yeah.
So they better win. And I like One Direction.
So stay tuned for that. That's tomorrow. I don't know who's doing the show tomorrow. I think it's Aaron.
No, it was supposed to be me and Julia, but I'm not going to be here.
It's Julia and somebody else.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. We know Julia's going to be involved. So that'll be an awesome show. Make sure you tune into that. The voting for the Ariana Grande and Carrie Underwood should be opening shortly. And now we're going to change gears a little bit.
Yes.
And go to our 4-5 matchup.
Which
Halsey and Billie Eilish. Why are we talking at the same time?
I don't know.
It's bizarre.
That was creepy.
It's very, very weird.
Yes, Halsey and Billie Eilish.
Two queens.
People really like both of them.
That's our coin toss right there.
And a lot of people like them both. Like, it's not like they like just one or just the other. Like, both of them. That's why it's the coin flip.
Like, honestly, matchup. I couldn't even like predict who's going to win this one.
No, I can't predict it either. I just know who I'm voting for. I'm not gonna tell it. I'm not gonna influence the people, but I'm gonna influence people vote Billy.
Well, I'm just kind of pawing through the brackets right now,
and
I'm going to say that a majority is on board with Billie Eilish winning this matchup.
Because she's
a lot of them are gonna beat Halsey. So, but can Billie Eilish, if she wins and Ariana Grande wins, can she beat Ariana Grande?
That one?
No.
No. It's pretty close, I think, but not quite.
All right. Yeah. I guess we'll find out. Let's hear some tunes from said. Where are we going first? Are we going Billy?
Halsey.
We're going Halsey first. Yeah. Let's do some Halsey. The number 4 seed in the 6th annual March Mayhem of Music right here on Sterling High School Radio. Voting for the first matchup is happening right now on At Nights Radio. Make sure
you check
it out.
Your little brother never tells you, but he loves you so. You said your mother only smiled on her TV show. You're only happy when your sorry head is filled with dough. I hope you make it to the day you're 28 years old. You're dripping like a saturated sunrise. You're spilling like an overflowing sink. You ripped at every edge, but you're a masterpiece. And now you're tearing through the pages and the ink. Everything is blue.
face like Jack when I'm kissing him. So I told him that I never really liked his friends. Now he's gone and he's calling me a bitch again. There's a guy that lives in a garden state, and he told me that we make it till we graduate. So I told him that the music will be worth the wait, but he wants me in the kitchen when it's dinner plate. I believe that we're meant to be. But jealousy, get the best of me. Look, I don't mean to frustrate, but I always make the same mistakes. Yeah, I always make the same mistakes, 'cause I'm bad in love. Ooh, ooh. But you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one. Ooh, ooh. That could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad in love. Got a girl with California eyes, and I thought that she could really be the one this time. But I never got the chance to make her mine, because she fell in love with little thin white lines. London girl with her attitude, we never told no one, but we look so cute. Both got way better things to do, but I always think about it when I'm riding through. I believe that I'm in too deep. Jealousy, get the best in me. Look, I don't mean to frustrate, but I always make the same mistakes. Yeah, always make the same mistakes, 'cause I'm bad in love. Ooh, ooh. But you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one. Ooh, ooh. That could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad in love. It's time to feel and face. I know that you're afraid. I'm gonna walk away. It's time to feel and face. You know I'm bad in love. But you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one. Ooh, that could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad in love.
That was Halsey, Bad at Love.
So, just to let everybody know, that's a great song, by the way. 10 out of 10 song.
Mm-hmm. Also, the polls are up. Well, the poll is up for Ariana Grande and the Carrie Underwood. So, everybody, please go vote.
And during the break, I was actually taking a look at it. And it seems like Ariana is kicking Carrie Underwood's butt already.
Yeah, with the couple votes that are there, she is...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 11 votes. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
91% Ariana, 9% Carrie. I'm sorry, Carrie. That means it's like you had like one vote.
Yeah, yikes. She is.
It's okay.
Ari's crushing it,
but
as
we
always
still have 20-something hours left, so that's fine. It's all good.
Maybe show Ari, not Ari, Carrie some love.
Maybe. Just maybe. That'd be nice. But anyway, we're on to a different section.
Yeah. We are on the Halsey.
Mm-hmm. Who has released a single in the past couple months, which was Without Me, right?
Yeah. And then she hasn't really done anything since then, but I know she tweeted a few weeks back saying that she's working on something. So we can all stay tuned for that.
So you can expect something from her soon. Her against Billie Eilish, who is coming on tour to Philly. That's the word. I couldn't think of the word for a second.
Yeah, she's coming June 15th, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's 2 days after my birthday, so if anybody wants to buy me a birthday gift.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, I don't have that money right now. But if anybody else has that money and they want to buy both of us birthday gifts, my birthday's in April.
Oh, yeah. See, this is what we do. This is why we do this, so we can convince you all to buy us concert tickets.
It's like everybody starts buying us concert tickets.
Exactly.
And we're like, what do we do? No, that wouldn't actually happen.
Yeah, no.
That's tragic. Yeah. But yeah, Billie Eilish, and she just came out with a song, Bury a Friend, which is kind of creepy but kind of cool, and I kind of like it. Some people don't. I don't know. I kind of dig it.
I feel like you have to listen to it a couple times, and then you're like, oh, okay.
Oh, you definitely do, because the first time you listen to it, you're like, what? And then you're like, okay, I get it. I understand why it's good now. So, yeah.
Exactly.
We have our coin flip. Coin toss? Coin flip?
Yep.
Toss. Yeah. Yes. I can't talk today.
That's okay.
So, Yeah, we're going to play one more Halsey song without me, her new single.
Yes, exactly. We're going to hype her up right now.
And then we'll get to Billy with who knows what song.
Found you when your heart was broke. I filled your cup until it overflowed. Took it so.
Put it back on. Oh my God.
Was broke. I filled your cup until it overflowed. Took it so far to keep you close. I was afraid to leave you on your own. I said I'd catch you if you fall. And if they laugh, then come on. And then I got you off your knees, put you right back on your feet, just so you could take advantage of me. Tell me how to feel sitting on. Took yours and made mine. I didn't notice cause my love was blind. Said I'd catch you if you fall. And if they laugh then come on. And then I got you off your knees, put you right back on your feet, just so you could take advantage of me. Tell me how it feels sitting up there, feeling so high, but too far away to hold me. You know I'm the one who put you up.
Are you looking for live updates on sports games? Have you been sitting at home on a snowy day waiting to find out if school will be closed? When you follow At Knights Radio on Twitter, you will get access to all of this and more. Looking for stats on a player? At Knights Radio has you covered. Nothing to do on a Friday afternoon? Tune in to Live Fridays, run by the students, live from Room 402 in Sterling High School. Always be on the lookout for contests where you can win big. For contest results and live updates on sports, follow At Knights Radio. Sterling High School Radio, your exclusive home for live Sterling athletics.
Sitting all alone, mouth full of gum, in the driveway. dreams aren't far. In the back of my car lay their bodies. Where's my mind? Where's my mind? They'll be here pretty soon, looking through my room for the money. And biting my nails, I'm too young to go to jail. It's kind of funny. Where's my mind?
Hello, everyone.
Hi, we are back for our last and final segment. So the polls are up for Carrie and Ariana, and Ariana is winning.
She's still winning.
75% to 25%, which is actually kind of closer than I had thought it would be, even though there's only 16 votes. It's still crazy to me, because, like, if you really think about it, like, how much Drake beat Nas, I was really expecting, like, bigger. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to change. Definitely. But, like, to me right now, the fact that that's the, like, matchup right now is, like, kind of cool. Wow.
But right now, Carrie is putting up a fight.
With 25%. Slowly but surely putting
slowly
up
but
a fight.
Exactly.
All right. So, yep, that was the last song that we just listened to was Billie Eilish, Bellyache. If you don't know her, she's Billie Eilish, Billie Eilish, Billie Eilish.
All kinds of names.
All different names. People's got millions of names for her. So, yep, and her first song was Ocean Eyes, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Ocean Eyes in 2015, 16.
You know, let's look it up.
I should probably look this
let's
stuff
look
up.
Let's look this up.
But why would I do that when I think I know everything?
We're going to look it up. I want to know.
So, yeah, her first song was Ocean Eyes. Really good song. It's still really popular. Honestly, that was the first song I knew by her, and I knew her this past year. So, like, it's obviously still popular. Because she just recently got popular. What year was the song?
2016. The 2016. Release date, November 18th, 2016.
Oh, wow. So that's crazy, though. She's been around that long, and I didn't even really realize until, like, this past year.
The crazy part is she's, like, our age.
I think she's actually, like, a little bit younger
A little
than
bit
us.
Younger, but, like, born in the same year, I think.
I think like the year before, like Oprah. Like she would be a junior yeah. and yeah. like whatever. That's still kind of cool though. Like yeah. she's really thriving.
She's doing great things.
She's doing really, and her voice is just like so good and like calming. It's like nice, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that poll will go out soon. Poll live in 5 minutes
for Halsey and Billie Eilish.
For Halsey and Billie Eilish, yeah.
Keep it up.
So don't forget to vote for these polls. Like, please, guys. This is what makes the March Mayhem happen. So we are going to go in with some more Billie. Ocean Eyes, actually, because that's her first song. Might as well put it in there. So here on Sterling Radio.
Sitting all alone, mouth full of gum in the driveway.
Everybody, we are back, and that was Ocean Eyes by Billie Eilish. Strauss is actually just talking about how he never really heard it before, but he's kind of digging it, and he thinks that her music would be played in a Starbucks, which I think so. Actually, I think Ocean Eyes gets played in Chipotle sometimes, and the only reason I know that is because I work there. Don't come to Chipotle and Voorhees and visit me. Please don't. But yeah, so her music does get played in places like that, Strauss, for your information. Shannon's talking about how she doesn't like the fan base, whatever. So the polls are, both polls for today are live. The Halsey and Billy just got posted like 2 minutes ago. So go vote for Halsey or Billy and Ariana or Carrie. The Ariana is winning 81% to 19% for Carrie with 21 votes. And currently the Halsey and Billy has 8 votes and it's 50-50, just like the matchup. So we are going to end this show with a couple more songs. And yeah, that's it for today on Sterling High School Radio. Here is one last Billy song, which I... Yeah.
If teardrops could be bottled, there'd be swimming pools filled by models. Told a tight dress is what makes you. If I love you was a promise, would you break it? She's heard before. I don't wanna be you anymore. Hands getting cold, losing feeling.
least I'm being honest. Mistake of me, a minute, I swear I'll make him up with you. Cause I don't wanna be without ya.
And that was One Last Time by Ariana, finishing up our March Mayhem of Music Women's Region show today. Well, first half of the Women's Region. The polls are up. Do not forget to vote Ariana or Carrie or Halsey and Billy. So please vote. Halsey is winning the Halsey-Billy one with 56% out of the 18 votes. And Ariana's winning 83% with the 24 votes. So don't forget to do that, and tomorrow is the U.S. versus the World show, part one, and with Julia and maybe possibly Aaron?
Yes.
No? No, Aaron? Maybe?
Yes, Aaron.
If I finish my project, then yes.
Aaron's saying no, Strauss is saying yes, it'll probably be a yes. So you'll probably hear Aaron again tomorrow, so don't forget to listen to them. And yeah, that's all. Signing off, I am Gabby Lutz.
I'm Aaron Kelly.
And this has been the Women's Region Part 1.